Now, at this stage, as some of you may be wondering, where the incarnate lamas come in. After all, we've heard a lot about incarnate lamas, about the tukus, so where do they come in? They haven't been mentioned at all. We've spoken about the genyes, the gitsus, the gelongs, the geishes. They all begin with ge, you notice. Ge means simply virtuous, as in gelugpa. And then the lama gyupas and the kenpos. But there's been so far, though we've spoken of all the different kinds and grades of Tibetan monk, no mention of the incarnate lama. So the question may well arise in your minds, well, where does the incarnate lama come in? Well, the answer to that is quite plain and simple. The incarnate lama doesn't come in at all here. And he doesn't come in at all for a reason. These grades, whether of genye or getsu and so on, these are achieved by ordination, by passing an examination, by appointment. But incarnate lamas belong to a quite different category. They are not made. Incarnate lamas are born. Just as the Dalai Lama is born. No one elects him as Dalai Lama. He doesn't pass an examination and become Dalai Lama. He's not the most learned monk. He is someone who is recognized as the reincarnation of the previous Dalai Lama. So in the same way, the incarnate lamas, the tukus, as the Tibetans call them, the Nirmanakayas, they are people who are recognized from birth or from shortly after birth as being the reincarnations of their predecessors. So this is a quite different category, a quite different context. So in this sixfold division of Tibetan monks, the incarnate lama as such does not come in. But one may say that normally, especially in the case of the Gelugpa incarnate lamas, they normally progress through all six stages. After their discovery, or after their identification, the incarnate lamas are ordained first of all as genyes, and then when they're 7 or 8 as gitsus, when they're about 20 as gelongs, and long before that they will have started on their geishes course. The little incarnate lamas, I have been told, start on their geishes course very often when they're about 8. And they're studying Buddhist logic and Abhidharma and perfection of wisdom and monastic law and all the rest of it from about that tender age. So since they start early, they finish early, and some of them manage to pass out as geishes, now with flying colors in some cases, by the time they're 25 or 26. Other monks usually start later and take much longer. But the incarnate lama seems to go through all these things much more quickly than the others. And of course, after going through the geishes course, he joins a tantric college. That's if he's a Gelugpa incarnate lama. He completes that. He may then also be appointed to a monastery. Or more usually, he begins to act as the abbot of his predecessor's monastery. The incarnate lamas, in fact, really are reincarnations of the most distinguished abbots. So in a sense, you may regard the incarnate lamas as a subdivision of the Kenpos, the abbots, that is to say. Last week, we saw that the Dalai Lamas are the reincarnations, using this rather ambiguous word, are the reincarnations of Tsongkhapa's nephew, who was the third abbot of Ganden, and subsequently recognized as manifestations of Avalokiteshvara.